What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us for your SmackDown post-show for Friday, January 17th. We've got another three-hour SmackDown to talk about, allegedly. That'll stop around May or June, that we'll be back to 2 hours. But I got to say, I think tonight was definitely a better pace, but we're going to get into all of that. Thanks for tuning in. I'm joined, as always, by the wonderful Alex Cardoza. How are you, Mr. Cardoza?
I'm happy. I'm here. I'm so excited to be your resident Puerto Rican co-host here at Fightful. It wasn't a bad show. It wasn't a bad show. I still don't enjoy the 3 hours. And like you mentioned, we're hoping that that 2 hour mark hits sooner than later.
Yeah, I'm that way about every wrestling show. Like, I don't think any wrestling show needs to be 3 hours. That isn't a special or a pay-per-view, PLE, whatever. It's just not ideal, man. It's just not ideal, but definitely a better pace than this week than last week. I felt like the through lines had a lot more clarity around them, but we're going to talk about all of that and more. We're going to ask you to get in your super chats and get in your humper chats at humperchats.com. They function just like super chats, but we get to keep a little bit more of the money when you go there. We get to keep a little bit more of the pie than YouTube gives us. So we appreciate when you use the humper chat interface. We're also going to remind you that this weekend we have the Fightful Awards this Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So excited for those. Tune in to find out who won. They are fan voted. So when everybody complains on the internet about Fightful being a homer for whatever promotion, know that they are fan voted. But I will say from what I saw in the voting, I haven't seen the final votes yet, but when I was looking at what was close and what was not, it's a pretty good mix. And even Stardom was in the mix this year, which I don't think has won any awards in the past, which is always great when there's more promotions mixed up in all of this. So much to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com about, too. We saw Megan Bain showing up in the Casino Gauntlet. It was reported by Fightful Select that she was backstage. You had the rundown for tonight as well for... this episode of SmackDown. You knew ahead of time that the women were going to be main eventing if you were subscribed to Fightful Select. The WWE and TNA partnership, I'm sure, is going to be yielding more and more details that will be reported on Fightful Select as well. But keep an eye out for that. There's so much happening. Christopher Daniels' retirement match, something that went up earlier. I think people were like, the Young Bucks were in town for a Christopher Daniels Hangman match. That's kind of odd. The reason why, Sean got it confirmed for you guys, is it was Christopher Daniels' retirement match. Outside of the Fightful universe, the wonderful Charlie from Wrestle Purists wrote in 2023 a fantastic, really in-depth feature on the significance of Christopher Daniels to professional wrestling. Of course, a third of what is considered largely the best triple threat of all time. I can't argue with you if that is your favorite triple threat, but I would encourage you to go read her feature because it's extremely well-researched and written, and you can feel the passion that she has for his work behind her words. So head over to Wrestle Purist and look up that Fallen Angel feature. It's fantastic. Just fantastic. But we've got a lot to get into with this 3 hour SmackDown. So keep those super chats and humper chats coming. A couple things off the bat tonight, Alex, that I noticed. Wade Barrett makes Joe Tessitore seems so much more comfortable, I think, on commentary. It's something I've noticed that Wade Barrett is very good at in general. Like, Joe Tessitore is still new to announcing wrestling, which is not the same as other sports. On Raw, sometimes it felt like he was a little bit of Michael. I think he's quite good, let me be clear. But as if I was nitpicking, there were times I felt like he scaled up to being kind of like a Michael Cole impersonator. Like he would go a little over the top with things. With Wade Barrett, it just feels extremely natural to him. And I really, really like it here on SmackDown. He seemed a little more even keeled for this 3 hours, I think. I love the new look of the announce desk. I think that's really good. And I think in general, SmackDown has found a nice balance of feeling high produced without overproduced. I think the Netflix show on Monday was like, not everything needs to be a drone shot, man. Let the product speak for itself a little bit. I feel like SmackDown's fallen into a nice rhythm with what they've got. But overall, definitely a better pacing than last week, I think. I'm a Kevin Owens gal, so the fact that he took up a lot of real estate on my TV today is a good thing for me. But I kind of like the new vibe. I like the blue canvas that we had talked about already. But these more recent production upgrades I'm in favor of. And I like some of them on SmackDown more than I like them on Netflix, to be honest. What did you think kind of just of the overall vibe that we're getting with this kind of new SmackDown era?
Yeah, you know, growing up, I was such a huge SmackDown fan. I mean, that's what I used to watch all the time. It was on UPN. It was accessible.
Hell yeah.
Not everyone had cable back then, friends. It wasn't a thing. Now we have an option to get rid of it. Back then,
yes, we do.
Back then, it was hard to get it and expensive. But SmackDown is the show that I think always has a way of trying new things and finding its way on its own and has a good hype about it. You know, I love the way that they use the entrance, you know, having the guys walk into the stadium and kind of talk their way through. They do some really good production videos, you know, kind of hyping up who's coming, what's happening. So it's very cool. It's very cool to see, you know, with Raw being on Netflix, I think for them over there, it's more of the spectacle, right?
Yeah.
Drone shot after you. I texted you. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now?
It gets aggressive on the spectacle side over on the Netflix.
I was
going to
say,
one.
Is there a certain person back in the production truck?
No, we are not. I don't even want to pretend. No,
can you imagine? They're zooming, right? There's no zooming on drones unless you get like the giant ones that they use in movie productions. So can you imagine, you know, that certain person, which I am not going to name, who used to love him, you would have to get the drone and fly it into the ring and hope that you don't hit the freaking wrestlers every time.
He shall not be. I don't even want to manifest the possibility of him coming back. He was so horrendous.
Lord.
The drone shots, like the opening one on Raw was so cool, and then it just went on too long. And then the one that was, I think it was filming Sami Zayn in the corner. I was like, is this going to run into him? And why is it so shaky?
Can I tell you something? The lawsuit that they're looking for, if this thing goes wild and slashes a kid and falls out of the sky and just slashes a kid's head open or something. They're very brave that they're doing this thing with this thing indoors.
I was gonna say, if it was Jersey, they wouldn't even have to like worry about it. They would just be there for them. But I agree. I like what you said about SmackDown kind of always being the one to find its voice independent of Raw, because I find that to be true as well. And I also think, you know, in the 3 hours, they're at least maximizing the things that I would want to see. We got three women's matches tonight after a disappointing showing for Raw, after, quite frankly, like the women's casino gauntlet being shorter than the MJF Jeff Jarrett segment was a disappointment for me. That only had eight women in it. So finally, women's talent being showcased properly on main roster stuff. NXT and ROH always show out, and I appreciate that. But three women's matches tonight, both titles featured. We got our tag match tonight as well. So the areas that I was hoping they would expand with this extra hour, even though I don't like a 3 hour pace, like I'm glad that they did. And to be quite frank, if I was just a fan watching this and not reviewing it, I'd probably have less of an issue with 3 hours. I don't really love starting work at 11:10 at night on a Friday, but if I'm going to do it, I'm glad to be doing it with Alex Cardoza. You guys tuning in right now, almost 3,000 of you across platforms right now. So let's dig into this episode of SmackDown. Get in those super chats and humper chats, but let's talk about the main event first. Let's talk about Bayley and Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton with a clean win, which I like. I was a little nervous Roxanne Perez was going to show up here after what we saw on NXT, but we get Bayley kind of finding her way back to the apron, but Tiffany hip attacking her to the floor and trying for a La Plancha, but Bayley catching her, I thought was really, really great. Bayley with a Bayley to belly on the floor right before the break. I thought all of that was great. But to end it, we have what you wanted. We have the Alabama Slam, which she does so well. It's an underrated move in her arsenal because everybody focuses on the moonsault, but followed by a regular moonsault, not the prettiest moonsault ever, which I think works well because you're capitalizing off of what you did for the Alabama Slam. You're going to want the less intensive setup. So I really, really liked what we got. This is a situation where I didn't feel like this needed the full 20 minutes, but probably 15 minutes of the 20 minutes really worked for me. And I thought this was a really, really strong first defense for Tiffany Stratton. Bayley is just about the best dance partner that you could give to someone. Very, very happy to see this. What did you think of our main event tonight?
Yeah, you know, I really enjoy when the girls, when the women come out and show out. They definitely did. I did mention online on the Blue Sky, I put the in front of everything. I'm at that age now where I want to just say the in front of everything, friends. That they, I was able to watch it because of our great sponsors here, NordVPN. I get to watch the broadcast on Netflix. And whenever they do picture-in-picture, because it's, you know, it's not, they're not broadcasting this in America, they don't play commercials, right? It's either a still graphic for 2 minutes of someone dancing or it's wrestling. And I was watching the women wrestle and it was, they did, I mean, they were killing it. Even through the commercial break, they didn't miss a step, you know? This is the best that I've seen in WWE, the women be stacked. Okay.
Yeah, they are featured. I do worry about the mid-card title picture, but it's like the talent rosters are certainly not like the issue. And they're coming up from NXT too, man. There is Steph Bacure, there's Julia, there's Roxanne Perez, who I think is on her way up imminently. You got the next class of Kalani Jordan, Jada Parker. Yeah. Like there's a huge swell of great women's wrestling still to come. I'm sure I forgot some.
I mean, you got Alexa Bliss coming back. You have Charlotte just got a freaking promo today.
Not confirmed by us, but reports are that Alexa Bliss is coming back. But I think.
I mean.
Well, it's been out there. I don't think we've reported it. So I always just try and clarify that. But you're right. Charlotte's winning.
I almost dropped something on the ground, by the way. And
did you?
I feel like tonight, I'm just going to keep it in my pocket. You know, I'm just going to, my pockets are secure tonight.
Your pocket. Zip it up until we can get it confirmed. But Charlotte on her way back, Becky on her way back. You know, I think what's great about the women's title picture, you know, Alex Plowski and I were talking about what a scenario it would be if you had Charlotte and Tiffany, Becky and Lyra, and Bayley and Roxanne for the U.S. title. Now, I'm not saying that Chelsea Green is going to drop it imminently, and I'm not saying she doesn't deserve her WrestleMania moment, but if Roxanne beat Chelsea, is a made woman coming up from the NXT roster at 23 years old, all three women of the original Four Horsewomen facing the next generation, like, what a beautiful possibility that is. But Alex, you mentioned NordVPN, and we are always gonna tell you about our wonderful sponsors around here. But I always tell you guys, like, of all the sponsors we have, Fightful gives you the highest percentage off of any code that we have. But to be so for real, not just saying this because Nord is our Presents Award sponsor for the Fightful Awards, but if you still want to use TikTok, we don't know what's going on with that. You can go somewhere else in the world. You want to watch all WWE programming on Netflix, you can go somewhere else in the world. You want to save money on pay-per-views, you can go somewhere else in the world. Like, right now is the time to have a VPN, and that's on top of its initial its initial purpose, which is to keep you secure at a time where everybody's getting hacked more than ever. So NordVPN, we stand by them so much, but I'm going to let Sean Rossap tell you about them even more than I just did.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Yes. With everything being banned in the United States of the Americas, you are going to want to use NordVPN while Kate tries to unmute her mic real quick. Oh, okay. So she'll be right back after this short message. I think she's trying to fix her internet, which is fine. We're here. You guys, I'm here with you tonight. I don't have any super chats in front of me that I'm going to read because that is for Kate to do. But let's just sit here and wait for poor Kate. My goodness. Kate. New internet problems for Kate. I feel so bad, man. She looked like it was kind of falling apart. How often should interferences be used? Hey, listen. Oh, you know what? Let me talk about NordVPN real quick. So, yes, I do use it. I do use it to watch like all of the freaking WWE shows, including NXT on Netflix. You guys have to try it out. There she is.
Not my internet and StreamYard, I swear to goodness gracious, but...
Nah, it's all good. I was plugging our great friends at Nord. I was saying before you jumped off, a lot of things are being taken away. A lot of things are being hidden. A lot of sites that you need to now add your personal info to say that you're 18 and over. Most of these sites show clavicles. I'll leave it at that.
Oh,
yeah. So NordVPN is a good site to have around, and and TikTok is going dark on Sunday. They put out a statement a little while ago saying that they are going dark, and it's done until further notice. So,
yeah. So you don't have to learn Mandarin, guys. You can just use NordVPN. Is the point?
That's the weirdest thing. I can't believe.
It's so weird, but Ricardo's saying, hello, Bangs and Clav. Chat, what's good? Well, what's good? Touching tips over there. Nice to see MXM on ROH this week. We appreciate you joining, and we're so glad you can join live after work. But Bad Robot saying, hello, favorite post show. I hope you're enjoying your Friday as much as Aaliyah enjoyed just seeing KO beat up her dad. Tiffy looks great with the belt. Have her beat Charlotte at Mania. Build her up, please. Now, that's what I would do. I think there's some really fun possibilities there because I think their characters aren't too far apart. They're similar in some really fun ways. And I also just think from an in-ring standpoint, it would give Charlotte different challenges than she's had for in the past. Like Rhea is such a different wrestler than Tiffany. Bayley is such a different wrestler than Tiffany. Mercedes was such a lot of her longer term rivals have been so, so different. So I think it could be a fun program for her to walk back into. So I hope that she is a Royal Rumble surprise. But Will saying, glad Roxanne was there, but didn't cost Bayley the match. Good stuff for the women tonight. So yes, I'm glad that the first title defense was a clean one. And she just won because she was the better wrestler tonight. I also thought the Alabama Slam being a good setup for a finisher was something that was great. So what did you think about that? Were you relieved to see the clean ending in our women's title match here?
When she started getting close to the barrier, I was like, oh man, don't do this. I'm like, we've already had enough matches and things throughout the night where people were kind of just jumping in and out. You know, we had our yes boys, and we'll talk about that later. You know, certain things happening in every match. So it was very good to see that they trusted the women enough to put over a clinic for us. We enjoyed it. she was there to add to the drama and to the flair, which was great. We didn't need her.
Yeah, we were just talking about Charlotte. What up?
Charlotte Flair. Oh, God, I'm like so good at this.
Oh my God, you're on fire tonight. Oh,
I am. By the way, shout out to the crowd here on the chat, man. You guys are awesome.
The crowd.
I love seeing all of you here. The crowd, the community.
The Fightful community. Thank you for hanging out.
The Fightful universe. Can I say that?
The Fightful universe. Oh my God, shut us down. Shut us down if we ever start calling it that, please.
Welcome, Fightful universe.
My goodness. But guys, keep those super chats and humper chats coming. We thank you for the support. But we do have this chat from Orion Ben who said, now this felt like a good balance between in-ring and out-of-ring stuff. Yes. Bangs and mirror, Alex. We've got good to great TV matches, two promos, actual motivations that make sense. This was their best show since moving to USA. Definitely the best three-hour show. Could not agree more with that. Like this had the right pacing and the right balance of in-ring to segments, I think, of anything that we've seen. For sure. Will also saying, glad Roxanne was there but didn't call. Oh, we already read that. I can read. I know what's happening on my own show. No big deal. My StreamYard's not trying to kick me off my own platform. It's fine. But let's move on from our outstanding women's title match. Very excited for Miss Tiffany and that she looked so good in what I'm sure was a nerve-wracking situation. But she always rises to the occasion. Mm-hmm. Let's move to this Ray and Kevin Owens storyline, which I thought was pretty well done tonight, but hard pressed to find me not liking something Kevin Owens does, but I think I'm justified in loving him so much. We get Ray opening the show tonight. He declares for Royal Rumble. I get that this needed to happen for where the segment was going, but I feel like Ray would have been a fun surprise. I don't think we need him like declaring up front, but he lists the litany of other wrestlers who have declared already, CM Punk, Roman Reigns, etc. And he talks about the fact that Royal Rumble led.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Him to winning the championship and that he did it for Eddie Guerrero, which I thought was a very nice shout. All to be interrupted by the Canadian son of a security systems engineer. When Kevin Owens came out with this shirt on, I just about fell out of my chair. I was in stitches. The same font. I'm kind of glad he went with the black t-shirt. That bright orange doesn't look good on anybody, but I was howling, especially because a security systems engineer is so aggressively specific. And to go the extra moment and say the Canadian sun to the American dream, American nightmare correlation, I was already won over. This episode was going to be great for me no matter what happened. I was howling at that from Kevin Owens. But he comes out with his Wing Eagle replica. For the love of God, get him a real one. It looks ridiculous. But he says there's few people that he respects more than Rey Mysterio, and he hopes that Rey Mysterio does beat all those other idiots and that he faces Kevin Owens for the Winged Eagle belt. That is the belt that he saw all of his heroes hold. And Rey basically says, are you delusional? You sound like my son. And this makes Kevin Owens very upset. And I dare say they rebel rouse. But good stuff to open it. I'm going to read the next chunk of what happens, and then we'll also talk about the match and what else is around that. But later we have Cody and Rey interacting with Nick Aldis there. And Nick Aldis says that he will give Rey a one-on-one match tonight versus Kevin Owens and give him what he wants. And Ray tells Cody, like, you should stay out of this one. Mm. And I immediately was like, Cody's going to interfere, but he didn't. A refreshing trend. But he says, I've got your back in Royal Rumble, though, on something here. So I really, really like that. And Nick Aldis also wants Cody to sign an agreement before their ladder match. And he says, not until Kevin Owens does first. And Kevin Owens does the same later, says, not until Cody does first. I'm wondering if it's a hold harmless agreement, but this could just be an easy setup for a contract signing. But I thought all of that was pretty good. Let me know what you thought about that, and then we'll get into the match.
When they started doing the whole scenes in the beginning, and we saw Cody Rhodes also join in, you know, like he said, hey, you got to sign this. And he's like, well, I'm on him to sign it first, right? It felt like I was watching like a sitcom a little bit. Like he's coming
I don't want to
like,
do it. No, he's got to do it.
He's like still trying to get dressed. I just came out of the damn freaking doctor's office. I'm half naked here. Like, what do you need? What do you want? And he's just like, hey, man, you got to sign this. Like, it was a very cool back and forth. It kind of really, really felt like I was watching an actual like, TV sitcom for some reason.
Because KO is the best. Because he's the best in the whole wide world.
Oh, he's... Yeah.
He's never done anything wrong in his whole life. But let's cut to this Rey and KO match that went on in kind of a tougher spot of the show, honestly. And I thought this match was really, really good. I was surprised at... I wasn't surprised that Rey Mysterio, a legend, and Kevin Owens, a legend in the making, put on a great match. That's never going to surprise me. But like how much effort and how great this was for a free TV match, I thought was excellent. Ray got made to look really strong in this. Kevin Owens' frustration mounting as the match went on, I thought was really good. But Owens hits a stunner, and I thought that was going to be where it ended. But we get Owens popping up again here, wanting the Swanton Bomb. Or KO wanting the Swanton Bomb, but Ray getting his knees up and then hitting the 619, but Owens bundles into the ref to drop Ray off the ropes and then hits that pop-up power bomb for the win. And just as he's going to go for the package pile driver, here comes Cody Rhodes. But, like, predictable and kind of eye-rolly, but this is a lot better than having him interfere with the match and that getting so old. And also Cody Rhodes trying to prevent Rey Mysterio, yep, who is older and has been injured, from getting hit with the move that put him out makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. I really, really prefer that match ending. Officials pull everyone apart here. Eventually they get more fight 'em ups to the outside, but Owens gets free and goes out through the crowd. And Cody stares him down. This is by far the best thing that has happened in Cody Rhodes' title reign. And to me, that's an invaluable statement about how great Kevin Owens is. Like, he will just make everything work in the most detailed way possible. That's not, Cody's obviously no slouch. He's like the most popular wrestler in the world, maybe. I think this title reign was lacking until we got to this point, and they've managed to sustain it after two really big and pivotal matches to the point where I'm excited to see this ladder match at Royal Rumble. It's been a well-paced story. It hasn't dragged on too long. I'm not mad about it. I thought everything that happened tonight with this was pretty excellent. And I felt like it was a heavily featured through line that didn't feel like it was sucking up all the oxygen in the room, which is not always WWE's strength. Let's be real. So what did you think of the second portion of what we got out of the storyline?
I think it was very well done. It felt like the fight was just a little slow for me on the outside. Obviously, Kevin Owens has just finished a match, so poor guy's already like now having to do some extra crap out there. But definitely, man, Cody's run has had more lows than highs for me. And I don't mean, please don't take this the wrong way, guys, like as in low, like, ugh, it sucked. More of a plateau. That's what I mean. Like,
it coasted. It was coasting in the beginning.
And so having this now, this feud that he's, you know, with Kevin Owens, Kevin makes anyone he's with look and sound amazing.
Yeah, agreed.
And so this is like, you know, and he's so smart from mentioning, like, I was the tag team champion with someone I consider my friend, and da-da-da-da-da. Like, he knows how to lay things down in a realistic way where it doesn't sound carny and it doesn't sound like it's a wrestling program.
I agree with that. I think there's something really special about how Kevin Owens feels so authentic. Sure. And I feel like that's why we've seen so much of him as face and heel, because he can do both really well. So they just turn his character in whatever direction they need him to be turned in. But we got some more chats coming in. Thank you guys so much for the support. We need it. That's how, this is our lifeblood, is your guys' chats and subscriptions. We are not on any wrestling company's payroll, except, of course, for Wrestling Society X, who pays us to shill their DVDs.
I might be part of a Case Wrestling Federation.
I'm on a Fed. That would be fun.
Yeah.
It would just be all the things I want all the time. It would be fun for me specifically.
Yeah. And a lot of women matches, I would hope.
It would be a lot of women's matches and just... signing women. Eddie Kingston to a lifelong deal and as many Zack Sabre Jr. appearances as you could get. But Will asking, and I'm so glad that I have you on this show, gotta ask what y'all think of the Penta on Monday Night Raw. I know it's not about SmackDown, sorry, thanks to WWE. My daughter wants a mask. Well, you're gonna have to dive into them, like, whew, $75, but they're there. You know what I was thinking about with that? Like, that mask looks amazing, and that's about what their hoodies and stuff are now. And I'm like, if I was a kid, I would be begging for that. And so if it's like the specialty, if you're at an age where you're not like interested in a cool zip-up sweatshirt, that's awesome. And at this age, like, if you're not into something, if you don't need it to be like wearable in public or whatever, like, having that mask, if I had that in the background of here, everybody would be like, you don't need to get a background, Kate. It looks incredible. So those look fantastic. They were smart to have them ready to go. That was a big criticism and a rightful one of AEW. Not. He looked great. The match with Gable was awesome. His presentation has always been incredible wherever he's been. AEW, Lucha Underground, wherever. Yeah. You throw the production support that WWE gave him, other than the horrible theme, because Death Rebel cannot make a good theme. Some people liked it. I still thought it was bad. But the post-match promo felt so sincere. His family is there crying. They gave that match a ton of time. He got to show what he could do. He did more aerial stuff than he normally did in AEW, which I think worked with a guy like Chad Gable. I think you're going to see him maybe base more if he faces a Dragon Lee or other high flyers. Like, So I thought they knocked it out of the park. I'm happy for him. He should be wrestling consistently on television. I thought it was incredible, and more Hispanic representation on television. So I'm glad you're here to talk about it.
Yeah, I think it was his entrance and everything, his presentation, like you just mentioned, I think it was on par with what he was doing in AEW, like with his Dark Penta stuff. And I think it was just great. But there's always two sides to a coin, because as hype as I am for him, you know, and the success that he's about to have, I also worry. Like, unfortunately, the track record for my Latinos on WWE have not been that great, right? So as much hype and as much the success that we're going to give him up front, I want to make sure that the character and the storylines and the things that they could do with him are consistent. And he is given that. Right? He has given that. And please keep him away from saying Eddie Guerrero. Please, for the love of God. I hope he never mentions it. You know, like, I just want to see him thrive. And here's another thing. If Phoenix decides to, you know, once he's done and he comes back, do we now see him again, you know, as a tag team person, and then he gets lost in the tag team shuffle? So there's a lot of questions. There's more questions than answers for me, but I'm going to take it with a grain of salt. I'm going to watch him cook. I'm going to, you know, cheer him on every week. I'm going to get a mask. That is for certain.
Oh yeah. I love that.
You know, just because, you know, you got to support the Latino heritage. And I believe that he is, I mean, ever since I first saw him in Lucha Underground, this man has been incredible.
He is, and I remember I was talking about it on Monday with Alex Pulowski, and Alex had said, if you watch Lucha Underground, he's kind of the guy that you're like, his presentation would translate to a WWE or AEW, but like somewhere like this, it really does fit. I think the overwhelming reaction was with his post-match promo, like, why was AEW running out Alex Abrahantes to be like, Penta says every time he was out there? His English sounded great. Like, you knew every word he said, and he sounded so sincere and authentic and really communicated the emotion. So I agree.
It could also be him. It could also be like, hey, I'm not confident enough to go out there in front. I mean, you're talking about being Lucha Underground was one thing, but when you're in front of, you know, you're now working for the second best wrestling company in the world, and you're in front of, you know, millions of people weekly, like, you build that confidence, right? You build that. And him having the voice for him there all the time, he didn't really have to speak, right?
I mean, he just sounded so great on Monday.
He did. And it sounded like he was trying to find the words, which was even more sincere. It wasn't like something that they gave him and said, here, just memorize this.
I'm so happy to finally be here in front of the WWE. Yeah, it wasn't that. It was
and
like...
I would like to give thanks to Netflix. gracias a Netflix y a todos. And Netflix.
None of that, thank goodness. But Will following up saying, I need Penta to have a segment with EO and Chelsea Green. How's your arm? Yeah. If you know, you know. Yeah, some excellent Lucha Underground lore there.
I need
there
them to just cross you. Paths in the hallway.
Yeah, just like...
If you know, you know. And, you know, a lot of fans might not know, but we do. I don't care. I care about us, the ones that know.
Yeah, I think, I also think, like, I agree. Off to a great start. Let's hope that they continue that direction. But I think the fact that they gave him so much time in this opener and it wasn't your thrown into, you don't get to fight anybody that's not Hispanic is a good sign.
Very good.
Tim Weinbrenner, thank you so much for this chat, Tim. Says, just me, or did it seem like the crowd wasn't into Tiffy and Bailey? They started holding up their phones and doing fireflies in the middle of it, too.
They did.
I actually don't think I noticed that, but I was pretty locked in on these two ladies, to be honest. I will say it was a 20-minute match at the end of a three-hour taping. That's a long time for your live crowd to be asked to hang in there. So it might have been a symptom of that. But I felt like they were there for the moments that they were invited to pop for. Like that Alabama Slam, the crowd was there for it, and a couple other spots in that match. So I think it was just a long taping and a long match. But
Yeah.
But let's keep rocking and rolling. You guys have been awesome with the support tonight. Keep it coming. We thank you so much. But let's talk about this Carmelo and Jimmy match. We get this chat from Taylor Cannon, who's always great to us, that says, hello, favorite post show. Jacob Fatu rules. We love you, Taylor. We love you, Taylor. He does rule.
We love you, Taylor.
I love you, chat.
Yeah, that's what we should do for now.
I love you, chat.
I love you, chat.
I love you, Fight for Universe.
I'm sticking to it. I'm actually trademarking it as we speak. I just paid for it.
There you go. TM. Let's talk about this match because there's a lot of good and bad here. Carmelo and Jimmy Uso. I like the way that this got set up. You had Carmelo Hayes kind of goading Jimmy into this match by saying, well, Roman's in Royal Rumble. Your brother has a world title match. What the hell are you doing, man? And I thought that was really great. I kind of like this idea that Carmelo just starts shit with people backstage until he gets a match with them. Like old fashioned, just like
that
playground bullying
gimmick.
A little bit. It kind of is right now.
Just walk around backstage and anyone he just feels like bitch slaps him. We're in a match.
Yeah. Okay. They've gotten better about setups like that, honestly. Like they've done that with Sammy a couple of times, which I really liked, where he'd be like, you know, like he did it on Raw. He was like, you know, I was going to go talk to Adam Pearce to set up a match with someone else, but you're being an asshole. So let's fight about it. Like,
were you ever into video games? Were you ever into video games at all? Well, don't be a loser, Kate.
I'm such a loser.
Yes. This is for all my video game heads. It feels like wrestling video games because back in the day when I used to play like, you know, Raw versus SmackDown or just, you know, SmackDown Know Your Role or whichever, they would have these video games would have these weird interactions with wrestlers backstage just because, and you would say like A to fight or B not to. And I'm like, hell yeah, I want to fight this mother effer. So that's what I feel like it's happening backstage and I'm here for it. I totally love it.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun, honestly. Like I like that part of what they have going on with Carmelo Hayes. I don't love the part where he doesn't win matches. Like, you cannot be Melo don't miss and not have a chance to back it up with wins. Like, it doesn't work as a character. You can't go talking a bunch of crap backstage and not winning. It doesn't click. It doesn't work. So that's been very frustrating. He needs like 5 wins in a row. I don't care who they're against. I really, really don't. But whoops, I didn't mean to click that, but it is why I hate a 3-hour weekly episode taping. A lot of people, not a fan of the 3-hour format, not just the ones that are doing post shows, but, the match is really good. I really like what we got in this, except for the DQ ending. But I got to say, it was a clever one because it gave Jacob Fatu what he wanted, right? We have him interfering to his advantage rather than just interfering to cause chaos. Like, that part of it was good. I also think commentary, this is where they shined the most all night. I thought Wade Barrett especially, but I like that Joe Tessitore goes, sometimes of late, Melo's been missing. Like, let's call it out. Let's talk about it. And I like Wade Barrett pointing out he's missing, but he's missing against the top talent of the company, Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes. Like, he's challenging himself with top names. Sure. And then he also compares him to Kobe Bryant and said, you know who had the most missed points in all of the NBA? Kobe Bryant. So a great job on commentary justifying the what I think is bad booking here. But Melo's a star, man. The fadeaway DDT in this is incredible. The La Mystica facebuster also rules. But the ending was some good stuff here. You have a hip attack from Jimmy that Carmelo Hayes avoiding a Samoan drop here, hitting his own super kick, but running right into the spear. And then Jimmy goes to the top rope, but there's Jacob Fatu on the apron, staring him down, and Tama shoves Jimmy down to get the DQ here. This is cool, but like after they cut the legs out from under him with Braun Strowman, I was like, they better send him on a winning streak. And they just haven't. I'm hoping because the bloodline is consistently interfering in the matches of the guys that he is against, that Carmelo just finally says, you're always coming in and messing up my matches, man. And he ends up fighting guys in the bloodline. Like, if the story advances that way, that's great. Otherwise, he's just fodder for the bloodline to interfere. We don't need that around. But I thought Jimmy looked really good. They said this is his first singles match since, like, 2023 or something that wasn't bloodline related. I would say there are times in the ring it feels like he has more to offer than Jey Uso. I think Jey is the stronger character. I feel like that always happens with brothers. I feel like you have the Flash and Jeff Hardy, you have the workhorse and Matt Hardy, you have the ring rate and Nicholas Jackson, excuse me, their proper names. Matt Jackson is great at selling and character expression and things like that. So kind of feels like the case here. I feel like Jimmy's in-ring is a little bit better, but the timing and storytelling of Jey Uso is there. But this match was awesome. And then we get the DQ ending, a better DQ ending, but I just want to see Carmelo win matches.
We all do. We've been speaking about this since he came up to the main roster. He had a couple, you know, after that series with Andrade, it just really didn't, you know, we haven't manifested anything that has given us substance to get behind him. We know he's a chicken-ish heel by just wanting to start fights with people all the time. But if that's his character, then you got to get behind him. And he has to get some sneaky wins any way that he can without having to have interference either. You know, like just have him do something that explains who he is, what he's doing, and how he's getting away with it, right? Because he's good. And let me just tell you, his expressions, his mannerisms, his talking points and the way he delivers are all the reasons why you should give this man the wins and let him find how to win in the ring no matter what. Because if he starts a fight with you backstage by bitch slapping you, then he should also find a way to get a win in the ring by being a sneaky heel. And I think that's cool.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cool.
I do too. There's this universe in my head where Carmelo has the confidence and swag of
the universe.
The Kateverse.
The Kateverse.
But like he has the cocky heel thing that like a Swerve has a little bit. But yeah. I keep one thing that has stuck out in my mind so much and I keep going back to in the past 4 months or however long it's been. When Jay White returned in AEW and faced Hangman Page, the ending of that match was so clever. And it was cagey, mm-hmm. but it wasn't cheating. We've seen this with Shinsuke Nakamura, too. In the War Games match, hit him on the steel plate between the rings. That's not cheating.
Nope.
But it's clever and it's cagey. So I would like to see Carmelo win in ways like that because it backs up the Carmelo, like the Melo don't miss of it all. But
yeah,
Alex.
Oh,
sometimes we have more misses than hits. You know what I mean?
I know where this is going.
If you want to improve the odds for you, if you want to tip the scales in your favor, you might need a little bit of help. And that help comes in the form of Blue Chew.
You dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting? Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know because this package doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling the package in there is saying something, and it will be because of BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that main event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. Take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Mind your own business, mailman.
Yeah, mailman. What do you want to do with my details, mailman?
I'm still having glitches, so by the way, like I might just disappear again in a minute because
it's all good. Going on with StreamYard. Talk about blue pills and oh, they're amazing.
It's the sponsors that you can just chill while I'm gone, so we'll rock and roll with that. But for now, we're here. We're living the dream. So keep those super chats and humper chats coming. We appreciate your support so much. We'll remind you once again to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Soon to be the best $6 in the.
Oh no, it's all whacked out. You're gonna have to leave and come back. It is the best $6 in the business, everyone. Fightful Select. Oh, she's back. Sorry. I didn't want to steal your thunder, but I wanted to continue it.
No, I appreciate that because what my screen is right now is just a frozen picture of the ad. So hopefully it goes away.
I love that.
We're going to keep rocking and rolling. Alex could be making faces right now and I can't see them, but
I would never do that to you, Kate.
I only half believe you, but now we're back in full force for real. But best $6 in the biz, okay? And we've got so much information back there, so many scoops for you. You also got Alex Pulowski and I doing alternative PLE and pay-per-view post shows for everything but NXT, which we do on the main. Fightful Select Sour Graps back there every Monday as well. And we got the Discord. Hang out with some normal people, or at least the kind of weirdos you want to be around with, not internet creepy weirdos in an unmoderated environment. I would say that the Ask SRS channel and the Backstage Report /Q&A show that Sean does is one of the most valuable resources in the industry that is not talked about enough. So a lot of value there on FightfulSelect.com.
In other words, if you too love six, join FightfulSelect.com.
We want your six is what we're saying. That's what we're getting at. But love for Boost saying when Jimmy put Melo's sunglasses on, I thought he was going to do the Rikishi dance. He looked just like him. I saw someone else say that. It popped me huge.
I missed that. Oh, I must have. That's when I went to get my snack. Dang it.
It was good stuff. It was cute. I liked it a lot. It was a good way to try and get under Carmelo's skin. And Ricardo saying this 3 hour S has totally killed my Friday moon routine. You're telling me, brother. You're telling me. But let's continue along. Thank you for the support. This format switch that we have going on, I think, is facilitated better back and forth conversation. So let me know if you like it. We're not going chronologically anymore. We're kind of dissecting yep. storylines and weaving the through lines for you. But let's move along to more women's action, which we had tonight yes. in the U.S. title picture. Chelsea Green entering a room that has B-Fab and Meechin in it backstage in the locker room with Mall Cop Piper Niven, which was a good dig from B-Fab. But Piper enters first and says the room is clear of threats. They both have great comedic timing. Piper's comedic timing kind of gets overpowered by the presence of Chelsea Green sometimes, but she's incredible, man. I just adore her. But this sets up B-Fab and Piper later in the night. Nice to see B-Fab continuing to get some reps. Nice to see this talent rotation freshening up a bit, because
yes.
I feel like the tag match we got tonight, I'm like, I've seen permutations of this 180 times. Like, I don't need to see this again. We're going to talk about that shortly. This was good. Nice to see Piper in action. I'm glad that she's being highlighted as a part of the picture with Chelsea. This was about a 2-minute squash that Piper wins pretty handily. B-Fab is just kind of coming along now, and she has such presence. Once the in-ring catches up, I think she's going to be like a force to be reckoned with. And the way that that happens is by more reps. And it sounds like she's been working really hard. I know she's very well regarded backstage. But after we get a post-match beatdown and Meechin comes out, and I do not need to see Meechin versus Chelsea Green again. So I don't know what the point of this is. Because if the point of this title was to feature more women, it's not doing that. It's featuring the same two women over and over again.
We're waiting for a certain person that was on a boat.
I don't know about that. Maybe we'll see. But it does feel kind of exhaustive in that we don't need to go to this well again. They already fought three times. So, I like an alliance between B-Fab and Meechin. They kind of have a similar vibe to them. I feel like they speak the same language a little bit. But my goodness, like anybody else on this roster to challenge Chelsea. But
please.
I was excited to get to see B-Fab get a rep, and I was very excited to see Piper Niven in the ring as well. So good stuff there. This was a short match, but when there's three women's matches on the card and one of them's 20 minutes in the main event, I don't have to come on here and sound like an old lady being like, where's my women's wrestling? Which I like. There was more women's wrestling than men's singles matches tonight. So I'll take it. But what did you think? Actually, it was a 50-50 split, wasn't it? We had a tag match and two men's singles matches. That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, they filled it up well. This is another, I think during the commercial breaks, this is another one that I was able to watch too. This doesn't have a commercial break. Something happened on
this
Netflix.
Was 2 minutes, it kind of, better not have.
that it kind of flashed. And I was just like, are they going to commercial? Because it didn't do like the normal thing where it blacks out. So, you know, it's a commercial break. It must have been something on my end. But yeah, I love Piper Niven, number one. Number two, I love Piper Niven. And number three, call me Piper.
She's so great, man. She is beautiful,
dude,
by the way.
She is, I've always said this, Awesome Kong, Piper Niven, the new Nia Jax, not the old, my whole Jax.
100%. 100%.
You give me these big women that can beat the crap out of someone. And I don't mean like big in a bad way. I mean like these women are tough. Okay, like they'll give you the old 1-2 and I'll be knocked out, baby. And I ain't gonna complain, knock me out, you know. But yeah, someone just mentioned in the chat, Megan Bain. Did I say that right?
Bain.
Megan Bain. I'm Puerto Rican, people. I messed up people's names So I apologize.
I'm dyslexic, so we're really both screwed.
She's another one. Like, there's just so many women out there that I like. There's nothing wrong with the like Alexa Blisses and the Perez, right?
Roxanne
of the world, Roxanne Perez's of the world. But there's a special place when, you know, see someone that could take me out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we get to see that now.
Bianca Belair.
During the Divas era, it was Beth Phoenix and nobody else, right?
Yes.
And then the Four Horsewomen started to change that tide a little bit. And now it's like we get a real honest diversity of physicality and styles in the women's division. I love what you had said about Nia, too, because when they re-signed Nia, I was like, you have Piper Niven, who at that point was, and I think it's fair to say, this isn't a slight at Nia, but Piper is better than most in the ring. And I was like, you're not using Piper Niven, and she can do everything that Nia Jax can't. Why are you re-signing Nia? And then seeing the strides that Nia made, she has a different moveset now than Piper. Like, Piper doesn't do a ton of the power submission stuff that Nia's been doing. So it's nice to even have diversity within the diversity of the women's like physicality, which is great to see.
I know they're on Raw, but look at the War Raiders. I mean, they are doing these incredible feats of strength, and I love that. You know, like, I don't need everyone to have a 13 pack and look like they were carved out of freaking granite, you know? Like, I want people that look like they can beat you up. Like, realistically, like, you walk up to them, they just swat you away and you go flying. That's just me. I'm old school wrestling, bro. King Kong Bundy and all them, you know, they were big boss man, you know.
I love what you said about Megan Bain too, because she looked like a million bucks. And Mariah May on commentary was hysterical.
She was
like
gold.
I left Japan because she got to Japan and she's not signed. Is she even eligible to be in the set? She was shaking in her damn boots. It was so funny. Yeah. She did great work.
Can I just say the women? We understand issues with television and timing. There's just a lot. Things need to be fixed. It's not always perfect, right? When they do get it right, we do give them props, right? Like tonight,
hell yeah,
we give them props. AEW has had segments where we gave them props because they've done it. But the women, my God, in this new generation of wrestling have—I don't want to curse, but you know, been so well positioned to succeed in the wrestling business. You have not seen this anywhere else outside of this new generation, okay? It wasn't in the Attitude.
Not in this country. Japanese wrestling has always been, but yeah.
Right. It's just it's a little bit harder. Yeah, and TNA, yeah. But yeah, TNA always has had a knockouts division that was better than everyone else put together, yeah. But my goodness, I'm so happy to see what's been happening as of late.
Me too, and it is really encouraging, and part of the reason that we are always in favor of more screen time for women is because of the depth of these women's talent rosters. And that part is great to see. So we love that around here. And we also love Kylie, who sent in the super sticker. Thank you so much. We love Kylie a ton around these parts, but let's keep it moving. I am excited to see both titles featured heavily. I do worry about how thin the divisions look because we're running it back possibly with Meechan for a fourth time.
I gotta believe that's not gonna happen, but go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I would like for that not to be the case. I would like for it to be BFAD to get like a real rep out of this somehow. That would be fun. But I think if they start throwing, like, if Becky comes from Lyra, that legitimizes it in a whole brand new light. If it's Io Sky that's coming for Lyra, that legitimizes it in a whole new light. Like, they need to mix up the middle and the top of the cards, or it's going to run out really fast. I do worry about the idea that maybe they should have started with one title that floats, because I think that it's, I think that might make it feel like one more prestigious title. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. I like to see stuff like we saw tonight, though. That's good. Well, saying great to see Victoria. Yeah, she was at ringside. We don't have any Hall of Fame announcements, but I would not be mad.
By the way, I'm sorry, guys, but I'm about to drop some freaking names back. You know what I'm saying? I'm dropping stuff back here, but you know, when.
Oh my God, they're fragile, Alexis. Be careful. They're going to shatter into a million pieces.
When they had the podcast together, her, Mickey James and oops, I'm forgetting the last person. But yeah, she had the was it Amy Dumas? No.
Who was it?
Geez,
I know what you're talking about though, but I forget who it was too.
But they were so nice. Like I had them on a show that I used to produce during the pandemic. And then like she's like, hey Alex, you know, like she sent me her number because she wanted to like do so much more stuff with that podcast, right? Because I thought she had so much potential and she was the nicest person ever. And I'm like getting text and calls. I'm like, can I just say that I used to love your intro? You used to come out, all the things she said. Remember that? With the song. Oh my God. I was like, you were my favorite wrestler in that roster for the women. Like you were real. You weren't there to be a diva. You were there to kick everyone's head off.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, she was so cool. Val. SoCal Val. That's what it was.
That's right. We'll let you stretch while you pick up that name. Oh, that was perfect. You were just picking that name up right off the floor. But
let me dust it off and put it back in here. You hear that? You hear that, chat? That's a couple more I have in here.
I love it. Well, let's keep it going with the tag matches that we got tonight. Keep those super chats and hopper chats coming. Only two more segments to talk about. So if there's anything you want to talk about, feel free to let us know. Over 6,500 of you now watching across platforms. So we thank you for joining us. I think we get that,
we congratulate you for being here.
We get the West Coasters coming in later. So, but Motor City Machine Guns versus Los Garzas. This was fine. The ending was a little bit wonky to me. You had Birdo taking a corner clothesline and then pretty deadly breaking up the skull and crossbones behind the ref's back, but it doesn't work. And you just get the skull and crossbones again. And Saban blocks a dive from Angel Garza, which it was just routed and a little bit off. But the rest of the match was good. These are both really good teams. The chemistry was just like a little off in points, but nothing detrimental or unwatchable. It just didn't like fire up kind of in the way that I was maybe expecting. But right, team one here, DIY is still trying to prevent Motor City Machine Guns from getting back to them with the interference from Pretty Deadly. My only thing with this is like Los Garzas have not been featured heavily enough so that when you cut the legs out from under them by saying, we don't want to face these guys, we'd rather face you, like with that interference spot, you're bringing them down a peg after that, right? So yeah. I don't really like that. But other than that, it was good. It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it, but there was nothing outstanding about it to me either. Excited for Motor City Machine Guns versus DIY again. That should be fun. We are very, very rematch heavy on the show, but these two teams are going to knock it out of the park. So pick your poison, right?
We all know how I feel about a certain machine gun team. So I'm going to just move forward here.
Yeah, Alex. You mean the godfathers of modern wrestling?
I don't even know what that means.
You mean the reason we have ushered in this new style?
I thought it was because of the Usos. I do want to say this. I'm going to give it a shot, and I'm going to restart. And I think 2026 is going to be the year of the Latinos. And I think we're going to win matches in 2026.
Man, week over week now, I'm like, how is Santos Escobar not featured on this show? Like, on any show. He's too good to be sidelined. I don't understand.
¿Qué está pasando? I don't listen. Oh, love.
Everybody boo great, Alex.
For the great Rey Mysterio, but with all things in time, you have to push him along. Okay, so
are you pushing Rey Mysterio into retirement because you're mad at Motor City Machine Guns?
Weep, weep. Okay, let's move him along and let's bring up the Garzas and let's bring up the Santos and let's bring up the Andrades and you know, let's make beautiful
put
wrestling
Dragon
love,
Lee on television, you know? Literally ever. Yeah, maybe put Dragon Lee on television any point at all.
Oh my
I can't
goodness.
Believe you're and pushing Rey Mysterio into retirement.
Sometimes Alex, you gotta go. You gotta bring the old dog to the back, and you know,
Cardoza. weird. He's like, push this legend aside immediately.
I love him. He's great. I grew up watching him. There was nothing better than watching him become a missile back when NWO threw him up against the freaking thing. But we got to move him along and bring up mis Latinos that are aging because they're stuck in a box right now. And I want to see them more on TV. Like when you see Garza, you know, and you see them on TV, Legado, they feel like an enhancement. Like they're there just to, you know, show glitz and glamour and look good because they definitely look amazing. You know, and outside of that, that's it. What are we doing? Right. And that's just me. I love representation and I've always said it. We need to have some type of representation. But right now, it seems like my representation, me Latinos, are kind of like a little bit in this weird pattern. So, yeah. Oh, Luis said, well, what did Luis say?
Everybody agrees with you. Alex said, I really hope that's the case because between Dragon Lee, Escobar, and Los Garza being parked and AEW having Hologram and Bandido sideline, Speedy Gonzales agree to both.
Yeah.
2026 better be the year. Well, hopefully 2025 is. Hopefully this year helps, but I don't understand.
When you get put in the Hall of Fame, that means you're retiring. Am I right or wrong? I mean, Kevin Owens showed it, you know, Hall of Fame.
I mean, get out of here. Admittedly, you're not wrong about that, but I will also say, I don't think those are mutually exclusive. I don't think you have to, as Orion Ben said, old Yeller Rey Mysterio just to make room for some new talent.
Bring to take him and the Motor Cities and send them back to Detroit.
My God, MCMG hater. No love.
I'm not a hater. I'm just.
You're a hater. You just said send them back to Detroit. Cardoza.
It's the Motor City. That's all I think of. Every time I see them, I'm thinking, oh, cool. They're going to come out here with a Ford?
We're talking car manufacturers as we're swinging into the end of the show. Love for Boo said, I missed it because I was coming home from work. Tiffy using the disarm her and Bailey using the bake statement was a great touch. Yes, I agree with that so much, especially because if you watched Miss Tiffany in NXT, Becky and her had a couple of really, really great matches. And that just feels like a nice little tribute, but also maybe I'm coming for you kind of thing. I think that rules.
That was
I think
cool.
That rules.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
John asking, what's up with the Wyatt Six? I would love to know, man. I don't know if you mean specifically as far as what and where they're going to be featured on television, but the last I knew, they were in the transfer portal to SmackDown. Weird choice.
Together.
Yeah, they all climbed a little portal. This transfer portal has done nothing. It has not clarified the rosters at all.
Can you guys please WWE create an actual portal that like opens up?
I want it to be like in the 90s. Yeah. Like when it would just be like this round thing that would make a sound effect with like hologrammy lions and you would jump into it. Like
if anyone's watched Marvel movies, right? Like Doctor Strange it up, open up the portal, have them walk through.
But even like they have this transfer portal. I meant to mention this with the well, we're actually going to talk about this right now. So we'll dig into this. But last thing to talk about on the show. So send in those super chats and humper chats if you have anything else. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. And we'll also ask you to subscribe to this YouTube channel if you haven't already. The more those numbers go up, the better for us. So we really appreciate it. You'll get all the notifications you could ever want, behind the scenes interviews, things like that. So we appreciate it. We appreciate it if you would. But let's talk about our women's tag match, because as we're talking about the transfer portal, like Nia vows to come back for Tiffany's title. She loses a contendership four-way. She goes to Raw to talk a bunch of S on Rhea to advance a storyline with Bayley that doesn't advance tonight because Bayley's facing Tiffany and Nia is nowhere to be found really with that. To then have a tag match tonight that's a non-title match, but Bianca and Naomi win anyway. What?
Yeah, it was.
Why didn't you just have Nia cut a promo saying, I was just an incredibly successful champion. I have the right sidekick in tow now who would never betray me. I want a shot at the tag titles. And Bianca and Naomi say, good enough. We're looking for challengers. And then have a title match. Why was this non-title if Naomi and Bianca were going to win anyway? But it was just very weird for her to be like, I'm coming back for Tiffany. Well, them's the breaks, I guess. I lost a four-way. That's over and done with. I'm coming for you, Rhea, but oh, Bayley's here. So now I'm mad at her, but we're going to be in the tag match on Friday. Like, what is this follow-up for Nia? But fun enough work in this. This should have just been a title match if the outcome was going to be Bianca and Naomi winning. We get a quick promo where Bianca asks Naomi if there's any leads on Jade Cargill. I don't know where the security cameras are. I don't know what the security team is doing. Yeah. It's been like 2.5 months, but
6 months.
Bianca clears the air about the dissension from last week and the accidental offense that was hitting Naomi instead of her opponent, which, spoiler alert, happens again in this match. And Naomi just kind of says, hey, we've still got these tag titles. We're going to take care of business with Nia and Candace later. And then we get this match, which is really good. It was refreshing to see this from Bianca. I think there's some interesting nuances here where Bianca worked most of the match and she looked great. Those stalling suplexes. We do get more accidental offense. Hits her partner instead of her opponent. But what I liked about this is I really like this combination of Bianca and Jade because there is a ceiling on what she can do with Jade, and that the intention of that tag team was to make Jade look like a superstar. And for that to work, Bianca had to be in peril. And I talked about this at length with Alex Pulowski, like Bianca desperately needing tags so that Jade could be the hot tag and come in with all of her incredible power offense. Like that means Bianca Belair has to be in trouble for that to happen. And like really like, oh no, desperate ways. And that's just, it's hard to buy that story over and over and over again. But this ends with Naomi tagging in to hit the Bubba Bomb into the Gato Clutch. I love that. And gets the pin as Bianca Belair kind of runs off Nia Jax. I feel like Nia or Naomi not working a ton might feed into the possible heel turn we're getting from this of like, I don't even have a chance to show out when I am a tag champion. Could be a fun thing to put in there, but loved the match. The promo was decent. I just don't understand why it was non-title if the champions were going to win anyway.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I didn't understand like why not just put the titles up on the line, like especially with the tag titles not really getting that much shine. Like you're building a storyline inside of the tag titles with Jade and possibly Naomi, which is weird, right? So it's just like normally you're building an outside storyline to get to the titles. Now you're just building dissension within, and like the titles are just on them, you know?
I'm wondering if they're going to try and free Bianca up to face Rhea, because I think it's got to either be Rhea and EO, which I'm very interested in, but people have been wanting this generational Bianca and Rhea match since they looked at each other in Royal Rumble like 65 years ago. So I also just think that would be a sight to see. You got to get the tag titles off of them to do it. Maybe Bianca's the one that turned on Jade. I am just tired of the whodunit of it all.
Oh, but, yeah, that's true.
I hope that Jade is ready by Rumble. That would be fun. That would be a fun Rumble surprise.
Another surprise? Yeah, yeah.
Could be good. Could be good. You are alarmingly good at that.
I love her. I just love her. I don't know what
I know. You have a crush on her. It's fine.
It's her hair.
I do think the tag titles. So Jakara and Lash Legend from NXT just won contender shot. They should travel to NXT more. The talent roster there is so deep, and like it just feels like now we have two mid-card titles, we have two world titles on that side, right? So like when they unified them with NXT, I was kind of worried this was going to happen. Would be like they're around NXT sparingly when they have such a deep division there. So I would like to see an NXT team win them and keep them in NXT for a little bit. I think that could be fun.
I think that might be right. I think that might be the way that they go, to be completely honest, because if they free up the titles and they take them off of these two, which, you know, right now is just, it makes no sense for them to hold them with when obviously you see something's happening within the team, right?
Yeah.
You're right. You could find a way to now have something really bad happen if they lose the titles, because there's going to be anger and there's going to be bickering at each other. Like, you know, we lost because you didn't see this, or, you know, or why didn't you like pay attention to that? Yeah.
Will thinks they're going to drop them to Lash and Miss Jackson in Atlanta. That would be fun. I also think there's a possibility.
I win.
He paid. He paid to say that. He wins. Big W over there. But I also think that
for Will.
Yeah, we love you, chat. We love you, Will. Just like Solo. I do wonder if maybe Jade comes back pissed that she was replaced and that Bianca just continued on in her absence. That could be a fun way to go, too. So some good stuff there. But that is kind of our show tonight. There's 7,000 people watching, so I don't really want to.
God bless you all. Follow me on all 7,000 of you right now. We love you, Fightful Universe. Now I sounded like Ultimate Warrior.
If you come to
the Fightful Universe, you will be part of the greatest, ever longest lasting six that you'll ever find. See, because he made no sense when he used to do his promos. So I got to do it in a way that also doesn't make sense, too.
Shake the ropes. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I don't have ropes on. I'll shake the mic.
You better come and face paint next week.
Yo. Yes. I'm going to face paint in blue. Do we have Blue Chew next week? Because I'll just do it like in blue for Blue Chew.
That's how loyal we are to our sponsors. Yes. Here,
yes.
Cardoza, let people know where they can find you.
Hey, it's very simple, friends. You can simply go to alexiscardoza.com, where you'll find absolutely all of my links and all of my projects. And that's the best way to support little old me and my old yeller addiction.
If you want more takes like we need to retire Rey Mysterio and Motor City Machine Gun sucks.
Yeah, Motor City Machine Gun sucks. As a matter of fact, I have a link that you can also follow. MotorCityMachineGunsSuck.com.
It's just like an Angel Fire website. That's all it says. And like literally.
It's still from like 1912.
Perfect.
Oh, Luis, thank you for putting that up there. I appreciate you so much.
Luis rules. Oh, thank you so much. You can follow me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media, including my YouTube channel. I'm up to almost 1,600 subscribers over there. So thank you so much. I did a video this week on three ways that they could book themselves out of this Death Riders angle, because I don't think it's going great. But three alternatives for world champions in this world title picture that wouldn't be Darby Allin. So check that out. MS Kate Fabe. It's a 20-minute video. I try to keep them short and sweet when I can. I appreciate all the support that I've gotten so far and the continuation of love and subscribers and likes and interactivity. You guys are the absolute best. So thank you so much. We hope you have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. Please do stay tuned for the Collision Show. And don't forget about the Fightful Awards. Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have so much fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
We love you, Fightful.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.